You know, I take some young man, he's living with some girl out of wedlock. I said, son, are you a Christian? Well, yeah. I said, do you know you're sinning? No, no, Mr. Scrivener, it's okay. I said, no, it's not okay. And they laugh. You know, they think you're crazy. Ah, you're an old fogey. You know, it's okay to live with your girlfriend. No, it ain't. You're bringing them in under a curse, but they don't want to listen. They're living in the flesh. But if you are willing to listen, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for the happiness of those who curse you. Pray for those who hurt you. You know, the church is not real good at this. It's a whole lot easier to say, my dad did something bad to me, I'll get him. I won't ever go see him again. Do we hear those kind of things? All the time. Oh, my daddy abused me, and little girls, my daddy abused me sexually as a little girl, and I hate his guts, and I ain't never going to talk to him. I ain't never going back to see him again as long as I live. And then you're sick and afflicted in and out of the hospital all of your life, and you never know it was because of your hatred towards your dad. Somebody says, that's not fair. Hey, I didn't write the book. I didn't make the rules, but I know what they are now. I've read them. That's just like when Norma Garcia, down there in Manny, Louisiana. I'm here, this woman's a great grandmother and got grandkids and children and everything else, and she's been in and out of the hospital all her life. And if I'd have mentioned to one of her kids, you know, your mother's sick because she's got sin in her life, they'd have threw me out of the house. This mother is the best mother. She is a godly woman. She goes to church. She reads the Bible. There ain't never been another mother better than my mother. If you'd have talked to the grandkids, they'd have told me the same thing. But I said, you know, this woman's sick because of sin. Well, when I preached that night down in that church, she heard her sin. Her daddy abused her sexually when she was a little girl. She never told nobody, but she hated her daddy. And it kept her in and out of the hospital all of her life. And now this woman has Parkinson's and lupus. And when she got up from that seat back there, since she had been such a good mother and a good grandmother, and she repented back there at that seat and said, God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Lord, that I haven't forgiven my dad. Although he's dead, I forgive him. And I promise to love him. And that woman got up and walked down that aisle. When she got right here, she's shaking like this. I said, what's wrong with you? She said, I have Parkinson's and lupus. And I reached up and laid my hand on her shoulder and said, in the name of Jesus. And that's all I got to say. And the King instantly healed that woman of everything. And Norma Garcia has not had another sick day since then. That's been 6 or 7 or 8 years ago. Her testimony is back there on one of those DVDs called Testimonies of Miraculous Healing. You get to see her tell her own story. But who would have ever known? This woman was sick and afflicted, and now she's got Parkinson's and lupus because she hated her dad. Because what little girl wouldn't hate their daddy for sexually abusing them as a little child? But God, does God say you have to forgive or suffer the consequences? Isn't that awful? What we suffer because we don't know. Pray for the happiness of those who curse you, and pray for those who hurt you. And just think, if she'd have really heeded the Word of God and she'd have prayed for her daddy way back yonder, she might have totally changed his life and she might not have had none of those sicknesses and disease. Isn't that something? But she didn't do it. She didn't know it until that night that I preached in that church. And when she come down, God, he loved her. He knew she was a sweetheart of a woman. She loved him with all her heart, but she had broken his rules by not loving her dad. And so God wanted to heal her, but he couldn't until she repented. When she repented and come down, and I had the privilege to lay my hand on that shoulder and touch her, the instant I said, in the name of Jesus, Norma Garcia was healed of everything. Parkinson, lupus, and everything. It's awesome to see God do those things. And then, of course, that woman up in... I don't know why I can't think of the name of that town up there north. A woman had all that Parkinson and everything that had been on that map for 7 years. Grand Rapids. I was up in Grand Rapids last year. Same woman, been down on the bed for 7 years. She had unforgiveness. We got Cheryl found that, got her unforgiveness taken care of. We prayed for her, nothing happened. 3 days later, she come to every meeting. 3 days later, this woman, she said, I told him, and if you've been prayed for once, don't come up because we got too many people to pray for. We had a whole bunch of people, and we had an airplane to catch later that afternoon. So I said, don't come, but they come bringing her down on her mat anyway. And she said, Pastor, I've heard my sin today. I said, what is it? She said, well, first day your wife showed me I had unforgiveness, and I got that taken care of. But she said, today I learned that God says I have to submit to my husband in all things. And she said, I never submitted to my husband. I did what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it. She said, I didn't submit to my husband. And then she said, grumbling and complaining. She said, I have grumbled and complained my whole life. She said, I didn't know God hates grumbling and complaining. So she said, today I've repented of all my sins, and now I'm ready to be prayed for again. We prayed for that woman. That woman hadn't walked in 7 years. And Cheryl and I get that woman up off of that bed after she's repented of her sins. I walk her across that church, the front of that church, which is at least as wide as this, maybe wider. We walked all the way across, slow, little bitty steps. Steps got bigger and bigger and bigger. By the time I got all the way across, I turned her loose. I said, honey, you take her on up to the top. It's steps going up. And her husband said, well, I'll help her too. And he got on the other side. And before they got to the top, that woman was running. Isn't God good? He's good when you get rid of your sin. When you walk in love, He says, you come and ask me for anything and I'll do it for you. So what is the secret? Walking in love. Loving Him first and then loving your neighbor as yourself. Now, is it important to love yourself? If you don't, you're sinning. And He's not going to do anything for you. Then He says, 29 and 30. If someone slaps you on one cheek, turn the other. Oh. Let's find out if that works. Whop. Oh. See, now, that's hard, isn't it? Very. Somebody's mad at you and reaches up and slaps you. What does the flesh want to do? Get him. Absolutely right. Get him back with both of them, right? It takes a real man to do God's way, doesn't it? Oh, yeah. Takes a real man. I mean, if somebody slaps you on one cheek, turn the other. If someone demands your coat, offer your shirt also. I mean, the standards of the kingdom of God is tough. That's why almost nobody can walk in it. It's almost impossible to walk in this. But He didn't make it easy. Why do you think God set His standards so high? Because He's God. And what does He want? Does He want a bunch of wimps? Not at all. He wants a team of men and women that'll dedicate their life to Him. That's what He wants. And if you're willing to pay that price, hey, He'll answer your prayers. He says, give what you have to anyone who asks you for it. And when things are taken away from you, don't try to get them back. I have people all the time, I mean just on a regular basis, come to me needing money. Some of them say, I want to borrow this. Okay. Here it is. $200, $500, $1,000, whatever it is. If I got it, I give it to you. When I give it to you, I give it to you as a gift. I don't never say, I loan it to you. Because if I loan it to you and you don't pay me back, that's going to be a door for me to get upset with you. But if I give it to you, then it's just done. You see where I'm coming from? You know, if I haven't got the money to give to you before I can give it to you and live without it, then I'm not going to give you the money. But if I got it, I'll give it to you. And then if someday you give it back to the ministry or whatever, or give it back to me, then hey, that's just a given. But I never loan money. I just don't do that. Verse 31 and 32. Do for others as you would like them to do for you. Boy, that's the golden rule, isn't it? How do you want people to treat you? Do you want them to be good to you? So what are you supposed to do to them? Do the same thing. Is that right? These standards God set, they're a little bit tough. Do you think you deserve credit merely for loving those who love you? Even the sinners do that. This is real easy to love somebody who loves you. It's tough to love somebody when you're having a problem. Like I said a while ago, even with your own mate, if you're having a problem with your mate, to continue to walk in love is tough. But can we do it as Christians? Yes, we can do it. As long as you don't let the flesh take control of you, you can do it. Now, when you let the flesh take control, then it's over. You've lost it. Guarantee you can't do it. And of course, then you've separated yourself from God. So if you're not walking in love, walking in obedience to His Word, you can't walk in faith. So if you've got sin in your life and you try to pray for somebody and nothing happens, it's like the heavens above are brass. You can't get through. And that's the way it is, unless you're walking in love. You got to walk in love. As a lot of people say, they walk in love. But they don't. They really don't. Wow. Verse 33 and 34. And if you do good only to those who do good to you, is that so wonderful? Even the sinners do that much. I remember one night I was talking to a beautiful young lady. She had had a problem financially. And supposedly a friend. She needed, I think, $500. And he was supposedly a real good friend. He said, okay, I'll loan you the $500, 25% interest if you pay it back in 3 months. When she told me that, I said, he ain't a friend. He's an enemy. He's a man of the world. You take a woman or a man, far as that goes, if they're having financial troubles and they need $500 and you got $500, if you're a man of God, if you loan them the money, if you loan them $500, how much interest should you charge them? Zero. That's right, brother, zero. God said, if you want to dwell in the secret place with me, you have to loan your money with no interest. You cannot dwell in the sanctuary of God if you charge interest. Guess what? That guy that loaned her that money, he ain't going to dwell in the kingdom of God.
We are going to stop for today, but we will continue with this teaching tomorrow. If you would like to have this teaching titled, Love Yourself, God Commands It, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the TLSM website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.